In Portland, Oregon, the war is uncomfortably familiar to members of a sewing circle sponsored by the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, NPR's Ketzel Levine reports.
A dozen or so women busied their hands with needles and hooks, and though their skills and nationalities varied, Angola, Afghanistan, Burundi, each knew something about war.
Oh, my name is General Kafumi. I'm from Burundi.
I didn't like war because I'm experiencing war in my country.
Generose Kafume, a seamstress from Burundi, is one of the sewing circle's newest members. She doesn't like war, but she's not against it, unlike others in the group.
My name is Samia. I'm from Afghanistan. And what I think about war is I am a little confused.
Samia, who asked that we not use her last name, is studying political science at a local school. She came to the States from Afghanistan with her family 2 years ago. Samia is incredulous that the U.S. could not find a way to eliminate Saddam Hussein without having to go to war.
If they want, they can find him and just shoot him. And I am so sure that Iraqi people, they don't like him. And if just only Saddam would not be there, they will stop fighting. But right now, because Saddam is over there, I think a lot of people will die because of this.
Sammy is sitting across the sewing circle from her mother, Mabi, whose art is embroidery. Mabi speaks English hesitantly, so her daughter translates from Pashtun and has a little trouble keeping up.
She says the people who have been killed, they can never come back. And it is the most expensive thing in the world is somebody's life. The people in America are very educated people, and they know that how expensive life is.
But what they can't know, says Mabi, is how images of war can linger. 2 years after leaving Afghanistan, she still cannot get away.
She says that my example is in front of you, that even I am a normal person, but still dream about the bad stuff, what was happening in the war, the flames and the blood and the people screaming and shouting. And she says only this thing is not forgettable.
Finished translating for her mother, Samia now risks what she worries is an unsafe opinion. Today's war, she says, is not merely about removing Saddam, but about gaining control of Iraq. She wonders what country will be next, as does Generose Kafume from Burundi, who says she'd like to see the U.S. take the fight wherever people are not free.
When they finish with Iraq, let them go to other countries where there is no peace, to make peace.
And do you think the United States can do that?
Yeah, if they want to.
Pictures from the sewing circle are at our website, npr.org. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.